welcome to Developing Perspective. Developing Perspective is a podcast discussing news of note in iOS development, Apple, and the like. I'm your host, David Smith. I'm an independent iOS and Mac developer based in Herndon, Virginia. This is show number 130. Today is Friday, June 14th, 2013. Developing Perspective is never longer than 15 minutes, so let's get started. All right, so I'm wrapping up my week here in San Francisco for WWDC. I'll be leaving this morning to go back. But in the meantime, I thought it would be an interesting thing to kind of bookend the show I did on Monday, where I had my first impressions about WWDC with some of my last impressions about WWDC. And really, what I want to see more, the things they've been announcing, the things that I really can't talk about in terms of NDA stuff, but things that I can probably give some high-level impressions on and hopefully give some context and help for people kind of trying to navigate and kind of sort out all the things that were announced this week. Apologies for my voice. As you'd expect, being at WWDC all week, I've had spent a lot of time in loud places yelling loudly. So I have a slightly more raspy voice, but just bear with me. But generally, yeah. So the first high-level impression I have about WWDC this year is that it feels very aggressive, very ambitious, maybe is even a better word, that I think Apple is really coming out this year and saying, you know what, we are going to do all kinds of things on lots of different fronts and really ensure that everyone knows that, nope, we're still the king of the mound. Nobody can do it this the way that we do. We'll do a lot of different things. We'll improve the user's experience. We'll radically change a lot of stuff in iOS especially. But generally speaking, we're going to do things that only we can do, and that we're going to really execute hard on that. Now, as a developer who makes their money who makes their living from the platform, or someone who just wants to do things on the platform, that's good and bad. I think Apple is coming out and doing these. There's a lot of change, a lot of work. There's a lot of movement in this right now, and that certainly creates some sense of vague anxiety for me in terms of anytime there's radical, sweeping, whole cloth changes to a lot of to significant things. That's always a risky thing. It may not necessarily be risky in a broad sense. I think, overall, iOS will be very successful. All the changes are very positive, I think, and most users will get used to them very quickly and then appreciate the enhancements that they're getting as a result. But the reality is there is certainly a slight bit of anxiety that will come out of that, where all of a sudden, instead of having the stability of, the last 6-7 years, things are up in the air. And that's good, I think. I think especially for people who are interested and willing to get into, to engage with that and really try and sort of get on the bus, drink the Kool-Aid, and just go for it. I think there's a lot of opportunity. And I'll talk about that mostly towards the end of the show. But generally speaking, it's just great to see that they're not resting on their laurels. They're not taking it easy in any way. They are really executing at a high level. And as a result, I think the developers will have a really interesting next 3 or 4 months. A couple of things that I just wanted to point out that are slightly more tangential. Apple, in addition to all the hardware stuff, all the software stuff, the OS level things, iOS and macOS, they also did a bunch of changes to just policy and to improvements to iTunes Connect. The most specific one I think I've seen widely reported is the app transfer program, which is an excellent thing that I'm very glad to see Apple doing, where it's possible now to transfer applications between developer accounts. That's one of those things that I think allows applications to finally be somewhat more commoditized in a good way, in that before, it was very complicated to transfer an application. Should it be acquired? Should it be, should someone, for whatever reason, want to sell an app to someone else? And that is now something that is much more easy, much more possible. There's still some things that they're not quite there yet, but they're definitely heading in that direction. And that is a big win, and it makes me very happy. And largely just because I think as a developer who makes their living from making apps, it is good when the thing that you make, you have the much more flexibility and leverage on how you're rewarded for creating that thing in the first place. And if the only way you can make money is from putting ads in it, or selling it, or selling it directly to customers, or selling in-app purchases, there are some limitations on exactly how far you can go with that. And so I'm glad to see that you can now potentially, if you create something, and especially I think this will have a lot of implications for older backup catalog kind of applications. Things that I have a couple of these where I think with the right owner, they could be very successful or they could be very significant. But for the normal, it's like for the right owner, they who could really invest in it, that'd be useful. But for me, I just don't have time or energy or the ability to really invest in it. And so it creates this weird tension for, it's not a great experience for users. It's also not a great experience for me as a developer. So I'm excited to see that. And there's a few other little things they changed in iTunes Connect that I can't talk about, but you should definitely check out the iTunes Connect talk at WWDC. And you'll think towards the end especially, you'll be excited to see some of the things they're finally allowing you to do. All right. And so I'm going to get into a little bit of iOS 7. And specifically, I would say in the most conversations that I had this week with developers, especially iOS developers, there's it revolves around a lot of the concept of what am I going to do? It's, you know, there's a lot of work. There's a tremendous change, both aesthetically, functionally, in terms of the way that you want the user experience to look on iOS 7. And so what do you do with that? You know, the changes that they announced on Monday and throughout the week, you know, there are a lot of changes that are going to be going into this. There's a lot of work if you have an existing app. And if you have a new app, in some ways, you can take advantage of it, but you still have these questions of, you know, compatibility, about exactly how far you embrace that, that aesthetic, that user interaction. I had tons of conversations like this all week with different developers. I would say, generally speaking, I think the theme that I'm going to try and push for in the coming weeks, and that I think will do serve most developers well, is to understand that iOS 7 is a discontinuity. It is not simply the evolution of the previous OSs in the way that a lot of them were. You know, iOS 6 was basically just an extension of iOS 5. iOS 5 was in many ways just an extension of iOS 4. iOS 7 feels very discontinuous. It feels like this is a new operating system that happens to share a lot of a lot of code and a lot of frameworks with something else. And I mean that mostly from the top down. The bottom, there's a lot of great improvements they've done under the hood. There's a lot of things I'm very, very excited about. New APIs, new ways of doing things that I think will really help make apps feel much more responsive, much more sort of real time and much more useful to users. But the reality of that is you now, from about the middle up, the user interaction model is changing dramatically. And honestly, we only even know what it is for iPhone. I don't think iPad, we've even really seen how they're going to change the UI, how they're going to sort of drive people in that way. But the reality is, because they're doing that, because it's such a whole cloth change, all of your UI is probably going to have to be either rewritten or dramatically restructured to feel good and native on that environment. Unless you're completely customer ready. The reality because of that is that you're going to have this decision point of, do you want to try and support iOS 6 and have backwards compatibility and all those types of things, while at the same point trying to embrace fully the promise and the opportunity of iOS 7. And generally speaking, I don't think that tension is going to resolve itself, promise, in a good way for a lot of developers. I think the effort it's going to take to be on iOS 6 and iOS 7 at the same time in a reasonable, good, customer-facing way is going to be very difficult. And so generally, I think we'll have to see exactly how it is when I'm actually coding it, when I actually see how hard it is to support both platforms. But I think there's a very good chance that I'll be going iOS 7 only for a lot of my applications. For a lot of the things that I do, it's just going to be easier and better for me to go there fairly off the bat. And for the things that I'm doing that haven't been launched, there's a very good chance that they'll either be launched as iOS 7 only this fall, or designed to be iOS 7 only. Maybe launch on iOS 6, but very quickly be adapted to iOS 7. So obviously, the tricky part of being iOS 7 only for a new app is that means that you can't launch until some indeterminate time this fall. But generally speaking, that's probably a platform that I think makes sense. And I think coming at the app development of, let's optimize for iOS 7. Let's really embrace this, and then let's see what it looks like on iOS 6. Let's see if we can do a few kind of things there to make sure it isn't totally broken. It's going to be a much stronger position. Obviously, your business needs, your environment, those types of things will change, whether that makes sense or not for you. But generally speaking, I think focusing on iOS 7, if you can go on iOS 7 only, is going to be a great opportunity. I think there's going to be a lot of upheaval and change in that way, and I think sort of anchoring yourself to the past, to a user base who is necessarily going to be diminishing as a percentage of users, is going to be sort of put an anchor around your neck that you're going to be dragging around for a long time, and so that's kind of my high level gut, is that really try and embrace strongly and fully the new stuff, and really look at it as saying, you know what, I'm going to, my users are going to be happier on iOS 7, if I'm really focused in, you know, rather than trying to split my attention between both, if I'm really making sure that it's really solid for them there. I've heard a few things, you know, but that's kind of the vibe that I think would make sense for a lot of users. Because I think you can, I mean, I was looking, I published an article about this myself a couple weeks ago, and I was looking at upgrade numbers. And right now, I mean, for point releases of iOS 6, we're seeing 60% adoption of a point release. You know, so 6.1.3, for example, gets to about 60% in just 2 weeks. I don't know what iOS 7 adoption will be, but if we're anything in that ballpark, and we're going to have new iPhones, new iPads, all these things coming sort of this holiday season, you know, almost certainly they'll be announced, you know, end of September, October, something like that. I think there's going to be a tremendous, you know, the speed at which that is going to happen, it will be rather impressive. And I think that will behoove a lot of developers to just be on the front of that wave rather than trying to catch up with it. All right, I think that's it and kind of sort of my high-level impressions and thoughts for WWDC. I think, like I said, there's a lot of opportunity. There's a lot of change. I think trying to make sure that you're on the front of it will be a good opportunity, will be sort of developers. If you're someone who's been thinking about making an app, if you've been thinking that, you know, I wanted to do an app, I don't have time, I don't have energy, I think this is a specific, and I want to encourage you that this is a specifically good opportunity to do that. That if you have this idea for an app, you go iOS 7 only, you launch on day one, you'll have a rare opportunity to be distinctive, to stand out, and to have an opportunity to potentially do well in the store. That is something that hasn't happened in quite a while since the App Store launched. You know, we had it when the App Store launched and the iPad launched. I think there'll be another discontinuity here where there's a much more sort of upheaval with users in terms of exactly what they're going to do, how they're going to settle down in this new paradigm, in this new UI. So if you've been thinking of an app that you want to do, I think this is an excellent time to do it. Try, you know, get in there and just start building something and see what it's like. You know, really get to know iOS 7. You may really like it and be able to take advantage of new technology or new frameworks in a way that, you know, creates new possibilities that don't exist before. All right. That's it. As always, if you have questions, comments, concerns, or complaints, I'm on Twitter @_DavidSmith. I'm on AppNet @DavidSmith. If you want to reach me via email, I'm david@developingperspective.com. Otherwise, I'm not sure if I'll do a show next week. I'm going to be traveling a bit with my family. But otherwise, I'll be back with some vague, you know, NDA-neutered discussion, I suppose, or working through the keynote and kind of seeing if there's things that I can talk about. We'll be in kind of a funny phase with iOS 7 NDA stuff because I can't talk about it until it launches this fall for anything else that wasn't announced. But generally, if you have questions or thoughts about what's going to be happening going forth with, you know, sort of this fall, if you have questions, definitely let me know. I'll try and help it out. I've been, you know, been through a couple of these, and so hopefully I can kind of give some context, give some useful advice for people kind of engaging into it. But otherwise, you know, have a good weekend. Happy coding. I'll talk to you later. Bye.